USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A major tanker fire on Sunday morning led to the roadway collapse on the heavily traveled Interstate 95 near Philadelphia. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said the northbound side was completely collapsed, while the southbound side is not structurally sound for vehicles. Shapiro said repairs will take months.
PennDOT, the City of Philadelphia, and SEPTA, under leadership of Leslie Richards, who joins us today, have created detours and are working on further alternative methods to ensure folks can safely get to where they need to go.
The governor said on Monday he'll declare a disaster emergency to free up money from the federal government. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, a GOP candidate for president who already called on Donald Trump to end his campaign, said given the federal indictment, it would be problematic for the country.
We do not need to have our commander-in-chief not protecting our nation's secrets.
Hutchinson spoke on CNN's State of the Union. Trump is due in court on Tuesday. SEC lawsuits against cryptocurrency companies are raising questions about the industry's future.
The SEC filed lawsuits against major cryptocurrency exchanges, Binance and Coinbase, accusing them of operating as unregistered securities exchanges. Binance and its CEO are additionally charged with diverting customer funds. The SEC requested an asset freeze for Binance's U.S. platform, highlighting the ongoing clash between government officials and cryptocurrency proponents over legitimacy. I'm John Schaefer.
A Biden administration official says China has been spying on the USA from Cuba for years. The official says the listening post was inherited. Novak Djokovic wins the French Open on Sunday and with it, a record-setting 23rd Grand Slam championship. The Serbian defeated Casper Ruud in straight sets. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A new poll shows most Republican voters don't think a felony conviction should disqualify a candidate from being president. According to a CBS News YouGov poll, 80% of likely Republican voters say former President Trump should be allowed to serve as commander-in-chief again, even if he's convicted on federal charges related to classified documents. Many saw this coming. Fox News is saying Tucker Carlson breached his contract with the network by launching that viral video on Twitter.
Axios reports the company notified Carlson's lawyers by letter on Wednesday. His attorneys told the outlet that any legal action by Fox would violate his First Amendment rights. Carlson, who had been Fox's top-rated primetime host, was let go in April. The first episode of his new Twitter show debuted Tuesday, with more than 60 million views less than one day since posting. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden will hold his first re-election campaign event in the swing state of Pennsylvania. Biden will attend a political rally with union members in Philadelphia on June 17th. Biden has frequently highlighted his ties and support for labor unions, referring to himself as the most pro-union president in history. Spider-Man needs to step aside. Transformers Rise of the Beasts took over number one at the box office with more than $60 million. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earned just over $55 million at theaters across the U.S. and Canada. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.